Howdy, Doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Have you guys seen the video of the little boy who's probably 5 or 6 and goes power hungry or power mad when he gets a hold of his grandpa's leaf blower? It's hilarious.
Do not give him a chainsaw.
I was going to say, wow.
He takes it and he's blowing his little sister back with it. Oh my God, it's so cute. And he's this little red-haired boy. Oh, he's just having a great time.
I know it's a couple of days old, but the gorilla breakdancing video
is hilarious.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I thought it was fake, and it's not. That's a gorilla in a zoo Dallas. Or is it Omaha?
Dallas.
I thought it was Dallas. Dancing in a baby pool.
It totally looks fake, though. I agree with you. Because the first time I saw it, I was like, that's totally CGI.
Kind of little Jungle Bookish.
Yeah.
You know Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler in this new movie?
The House or whatever they're calling it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're something about gambling and Vegas. I don't know what it is. But anyway, they were both interviewed over the weekend on CBS This Morning, and they were both asked, because I think we would all agree, Will Ferrell's one of our favorites.
Very much so.
Hello, Anchorman.
Right.
Amy Poehler is brilliant. But they were both asked, do your kids think you're funny? Do your kids think you're funny? I'll tell you after this.
Some of my detractors would like you to think that I'm not a friend of the environment. Well, that's just absolutely wrong. Nothing could be more further from the truth.
Good Lord, that's chilling. Those things are about 2 feet away.
Oh, my God. And lastly, I'd like to bring to light a terrible thing that liberals are trying to do to you. They're trying to encourage people to vote.
We're moving on, President, we're rolling.
Organizations such as ACT are trying to encourage people to get out there and vote, which is just wrong. I mean, ever since this country was founded 1,000 years ago. So stick with Bushy, and don't vote, and don't listen to liberals or Democrats or other Republicans that make fun of me or read the news. Or watch the news, except for Fox.
I actually miss him.
Both of them said their kids do not find them funny.
I bet. I don't think as an adult any of our kids find us funny. Although I think my dad's funny. My mom's funny too.
Your dad's very funny.
He came into town over the weekend really quick. I was so happy. He came into town.
How's he doing? Is he okay?
He's doing okay. We played golf yesterday. They've got him on some medication that is just horrible. And if your brother, Scott, lives on that anti-seizure medication every day, I don't know how he does it. It is a draining, awful, evil medication. But he has an appointment to get into Luke's on Thursday, and we are so grateful.
Well, you know, they'll find something for him because my brother, who does have epilepsy, is doing fine.
Yeah.
He still drinks alcohol, not a lot, but he still drinks from time to time. Like when they came in town for Rockfest, good night, moon. Hello, somebody pick up my backyard.
Yeah.
Make a little mess, did they?
Oh, my God. I lost count of how many Corona Light bottle tops I had to pick up. I think I found one yesterday, in fact.
You'll find them all summer.
I know.
I think the odds are pretty good that they forced an emergency landing on that plane for no other reason than fatigue and exhaustion. I have a feeling this is not going to be epilepsy. We'll see.
Well, no. Here's what I don't think you understand. My brother has a very mild form of epilepsy.
Okay.
But it's triggered by two things. Flashing lights, repetitive flashing lights.
Yep, no casino for your brother.
No. Which I'm surprised he's able to go to concerts.
Yeah.
But now that he's on the medication, he seems to be doing okay. I think I'm just going off memory here. I think his last one was when he went to Vegas 10 years ago, 9 years ago. He had
an epileptic
seizure on the floor. But he and I went to go see Iron Maiden down in Tulsa in February of 2016. And I mean, if ever you're going to have a seizure, it's going to be at an Iron Maiden concert. And he was fine.
Were you watching him a little extra closely?
Let's just say I hold him close, close to the vest. I also tell him when he spends the night at my house, we have one rule.
No
seizures. No seizing.
Hello. He is not allowed to lock the bathroom door.
Oh, yeah, because you got to be able to get in there.
Because I kicked that door. Remember when I was living in Lawrence in that apartment complex?
Karate kicked it.
I had to karate kick that door down. I mean, right, I went all head. Ralph Macchio on that thing, and I cracked that door right into his head and gashed his forehead real bad. Dum-dum.
Now, I will tell you this. My dad's not driving. He's got to wait to drive.
He can't drive for at least 6 months.
At least. And they're going to check him out. I do not think this is going to be... Because all of his scans were negative. He doesn't have a brain tumor. He doesn't have a brain bleed. Doesn't have anything.
How's he handling that, the not driving,
oh,
though?
Oh, it's driving him crazy.
I bet.
My mom thinks it's great. She's hauling him around everywhere.
See, what he needs to do is take advantage of this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sit on the couch and go, Linda.
Yeah.
Get my car.
Yeah.
Woman. Car. Now. I would milk this thing like the cow that it is.
No, but if someone told you today you cannot drive anymore, I mean, it does throw a wrench in almost every minute of your day.
Right? No, it does not.
Yes, well, you can walk home. You're different.
Kelly, car, now!
You can walk home. That's different.
And then she'd leave you wherever you were.
Exactly. Oh, it's driving him crazy.
I bet it is. You know why? And it's the same thing when we talk about when taking the keys away from your parents when they get too old.
I'm totally fine. And she's like, what if you're on 435 going 80 miles an hour and you have another one?
Yeah.
And that's true. Totally true. Good Lord.
Big juicy car out front now.
He has never ordered that woman around.
He's about to.
We had some cake last night, sang him happy birthday. His birthday was actually yesterday.
Aw.
Oh, happy birthday there, big fella. How old is he?
65.
Dude, my dad's older than your dad is.
Did you just call her a dude?
He said to me, he goes, don't sing. You guys don't need to sing happy birthday. And I go, dude, you almost checked out like a week ago. Yeah. We're going to sing.
Yeah. Got to sing. She ain't got nothing to do but drive, so answer the phone.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Big Juicy, you're on the air.
Hello.
What's it feel like to be a chauffeur in your 60s?
Well, you do what you got to do.
Now, how many times in the last week has Craig just said, Big Juicy, car, now?
Well, he doesn't like me driving, so he kind of tries to avoid it at all costs. Mm. We've only had to go to Kansas City, and then we're going to Kansas City for his doctor's appointment on Wednesday.
Now, answer me this. Does he not want you to drive because you're a woman?
Scott!
No, he keeps saying, why can't I drive? And I said, because you would kill us both. You could kill us both if you have a seizure.
Amen.
So... These trips to Kansas City, too many people live there, Scott. It's just too much traffic for me.
Now, Big Juicy.
Always says, where do all these people come from?
Well, Big Juicy, when you get Craig into the now he does ride passenger, right? Or does he sit in the back?
No, he's passenger.
Okay. When Craig is sitting passenger and you're driving him around wherever he has to go, do you make him wear a bicycle helmet just in case he has another seizure?
No, but I do notice that he grabs a hold of that little handle, you know, when I turn and when I do things. It's kind of like he's trying to tell me I'm going too fast.
Yeah. at any time in the last week, Big Juicy, when you've driven Craig around with that bicycle helmet contraption on, have you ever just looked over at him? And I'm being serious, so I want you to take this seriously, please.
Okay.
Have you ever just turned your head to the right and kind of looked at him while he sits there looking like one of Katie Horner's kids in the basement? And just look, stop. I'm being serious. Have you ever just looked at him and just said, you're my bitch?
No, but he did say the other day he wanted to go somewhere, and I said, you'll go if I take you.
Oh! So, oh!
And stay down!
Yeah!
You guys, stop it.
So he's not doing real well with the driving around town thing.
I thought today he's probably been the most tired, and we went to Kansas City yesterday, you know.
Okay.
So, but, you know, he's doing okay. We're going to go check him out at the neurologist on Wednesday.
Okay, but otherwise he's doing good. Everybody's going to live. We're getting all through this alive, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Yeah, it's been quite an interesting little journey.
All right. Well, Big Juicy, we love you.
Love you too, Scott.
All right, you be good.
Bye.
Hey, Big Juicy.
Yeah?
Is it true when you dropped Dana off at college, you guys just dropped her off and drove away?
She remembers things differently than we do.
No, just tell me it's true.
Well, I just didn't want to interfere, so we just kind of let her do her thing, you know?
So you basically dropped her off and drove away?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
People are actually saying he has no insurance because of the seizure. That's how they get you. That's how they make sure you don't drive. And I don't know that, but someone just wrote in and said he's not insurable right now because of that. Mm. But he's doing it, man. He's not driving.
My brother's insured. Oh, you mean insurable through the car company or through the auto insurance.
Until he's cleared.
You're not talking about health insurance.
No, until he's cleared by a neurologist.
Right.
But speaking of, and I'm almost running out of time. When we come back, I've got to tell you about trip insurance because I always thought it was a scam. You will not believe what it paid for because my mother paid $201 for trip insurance.
We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different. We'll print you 1,000 full color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Visit Something Different at 1622 Westford Road or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Okay, so really quick, this is not a topic, but it's so unbelievable that I'm going to tell you all this, and then after this, we'll get to a really depressing topic.
No, I'm going to move to something else.
Okay. We've been fighting over this next story all day. So my mother gets trip insurance, and I have always thought trip insurance was a scam because the one time I took out trip insurance to fly to Washington, D.C., I decided not to go at the last minute, couldn't get the day off, and they were like, yeah, we're not going to refund your ticket. It's got to be a death or, you know, you've got to force an emergency landing on an airplane or it's got to be an act of God. You have to read the fine print. There's a list of very specific things where your insurance will kick in and you can scrap the trip. So my mother spends $201. Not sure what the one pays for, but that was it. $201.
Taxes.
For trip insurance. Why? They were going to Florida before he started having these seizures, and there's a hurricane down there. Cindy, right? So my mom was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of iffy weather. I'm going to take out the trip insurance. We'll see where it goes. Lo and behold, my dad forces this emergency landing, yada, yada, yada. He's got all these problems right now. She calls and says, you know, I need to use the trip insurance. Sure, no problem. They got the flight number. It's easy to verify that you forced an emergency landing. Yeah. We've got hospital bills, all that stuff. Did you know that trip insurance pays for everything? Scott, everything.
Like hotel and...
Hotel, rental car, meals, wait for it, his ER visit.
Oh, my.
Wait for it. His doctor stuff down there. My mom showed me the list, everything, the ambulance ride.
That in and of itself is worth the insurance.
And here's what my mom said. She goes, okay, they had like a silver, a gold, and a platinum insurance plan. She goes, I got the silver. She said, I don't even want to know what the platinum and the gold pay for.
Hmm.
Can you believe that?
Good on her.
I mean, she was like, you've got to be kidding. Best $200 I ever spent in my life. Now, they very much want to go back and have the vacation they were supposed to have. They're doing
it for their 50th anniversary or 45th
anniversary and his birthday and all the stuff. They're going to go back. They just want to get him to a neurologist first to make sure he says okay, and then they'll go. That trip insurance paid for everything. Just FYI, look into it. I think it's a great deal.
Well, that's fantastic. Rod, you'll love this. Rod, you're not much on flying, right? It's not your favorite thing to do on the planet.
I don't mind it, but I'm not a fan, no.
Okay,
listen to this. The seats and all that.
Okay, well, yeah, you're a bigger fellow, though.
Exactly.
Do you? And I'm not trying to be rude. I'm asking you as a friend. Can do you fit comfortably in those seats? Let me be clear. You're 6 foot four, 300 pounds.
Six three, six four. No, I don't. If everybody's seats are up straight and normal, my feet don't touch the ground because my knees are mashed up against the seat in front of me.
All right. And what about like from side rail to side rail? Do you fit there?
I'm okay that way. Okay. It's the leg room that I have serious issues with. Okay,
listen to this. An investigation is underway after a passenger plane started violently shaking in midair. A suspected engine failure is to blame. Passengers on the Air Asia X flight from Western Australia to Malaysia report it was like being inside of a washing machine with violent vibrations shaking the cabin for nearly 2 hours. The plane safely returned to Perth, Australia. But here's the thing.
It was shaking for 2 hours?
And if you've seen the video, the seats are literally like this.
Like a broken, you know when your washing machine gets on the wrong cycle?
And it's just exactly. That's what the seats look like. One passenger posted on Instagram, "I thought I was going to die." Here's the best part. Passengers on the flight say the pilot twice came over the intercom and ordered them to pray.
No. 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 He should be fired.
Quoting here...
Your pilot is supposed to calm you down, not make it worse.
This is your pilot speaking. I'm going to ask you all to place your head between your knees. Do your best to get your lips back there and kiss your butt goodbye.
Do your best.
Our plane is having a seizure.
Here is the quote from the pilot, according to many passengers.
I do not want the pilot making things worse. And to me, when a pilot says pray, you think it's going down. I mean, like right now, you think the plane's going down.
Right. Here is what the pilot said, according to several passengers on the flight. Our survival depends on your cooperating. Our survival depends on your cooperating. No, I don't think it does. I think it depends on that engine starting back up.
I'm pretty sure our survival depends on your experience as a pilot.
Please be Sully. Please be Sully. Please be Sully.
He ended that by saying, hopefully. He says, hopefully everything will turn out for the best.
What?
Please pray.
Dude, that guy needs to be fired.
I have soiled my pants.
You just let go of the stick and say, Jesus, take the wheel? I mean,
hopefully everything will turn out for the best. Please pray.
Did they say I have messed
my britches. I have my eyes closed tightly, and I'm chugging a bottle of whiskey. If there's anything you want to do with your remaining 5 minutes, I suggest you get busy.
Kara? Quick poll.
Yeah.
Would you rather the pilot come on when there's horrible, severe turbulence and say something or say nothing?
Say something.
But not that. Not what this guy said.
No, not that.
Okay.
You know what, Texter? Easy. I've known the guy for over a decade.
I want to be reassured. Saying things like, ladies and gentlemen, we are obviously experiencing extreme turbulence.
For the last two hours.
This is normal.
If you feel like G. Willikers in a dryer, don't be concerned.
God. Always with the cat in the dryer.
You should never have told him that story.
Rod, get in here real quick. Scott, quit calling out Rod's weight. It is still rude, and just because he doesn't say anything, I'm sure it still hurts him.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. I've known the guy for over a decade. I wouldn't do it if it hurt him. He's one of my dearest friends. But when I hear a pilot say, hopefully, everything is going to be okay, please pray. I have just pooped myself, and I don't usually wear underwear.
Oh, thank you for that.
We're going to have a mild mess on your little seat. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Look at me. Look at me. It's your lucky day. Need business cards? Something different will print you 1,000 full-color cards for only $35. That's right, only $35. Better hurry before this great deal is gone. Want more info? Call us now, 913-764-9500.
Visit Something Different at 1622 Westport Road or visit us online at somethingdifferent.com.
Thomas says, stay home, get away from me. You, he got his way. I'm gone for good.
love Rod and I are super high on this song.
Now I'm gone for good.
Story here from the Star. And there's a bigger story here. A 17-year-old boy allegedly high on mushrooms. I thought that was only what people my age used to do.
Yeah, I didn't know that was still a thing.
A 17-year-old boy allegedly high on mushrooms was charged with driving a car into his friend and killing him before crashing into the teen's house early Sunday in Kansas City North. Jacob Musto of Kansas City North was charged in Clay County with one count of involuntary manslaughter in connection with the death of 17-year-old Jacob Waymeyer. Waymeyer was killed when a fight among teens broke out during a party at his home in the 9400 block of North Kentucky Avenue in the Wood Neath Farm subdivision shortly before 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. A cousin of Waymeyer's parents, who spoke to the family, said Waymeyer had invited three friends over. They had been hanging out when a fight broke out. The fight made its way outside to the front yard. At one point, Waymeyer was struck by a car the prosecutors say was driven by Musto. Here's the deal, the way I read this story. His parents were out of town, and they had left him at home.
What age?
17.
Okay, so there's the topic. I have one of those. I have a 17. I know what it looks like. I know what it smells like. I know what it hugs like. Love me the 17.
Yep. Neighbors say that the parents had gone out of town and that their two sons were left at home. The kids, I believe, were 17 and...
I'm not saying that decision led to this, but Scott, when you were 17 years old, would your parents leave you to the house?
They did leave me at home. They had no choice when I was 18.
How long?
About 2 weeks. I'm not going to take you to Branson. However, I did something similar. I didn't run somebody over. I did mushrooms. My graduation gift was a round trip ticket to Germany and back. I didn't have to pay for hotel. I stayed with friends in Germany. So my graduation gift from Lansing was round trip tickets to and from Dusseldorf, Germany.
Okay.
Where I went to school.
Okay.
I was there for about 2 weeks when I got a call at my friend's apartment where I was staying, and I was 18 years old.
Yeah,
I was an adult.
An adult.
I was legal.
Sort of.
Well, I was 18 years old. And we were being, for the most, I mean, we drank a lot, but other than that, we were fine. We didn't drive.
Okay.
Transportation. I get a call at my friend's apartment that my dad was not doing well, and they were taking him to a military hospital in Denver.
Okay.
My mom said, it's likely we're going to be gone for a while. I don't know how long. Turns out my parents were gone for a month. And my dad was going through what turned out to be the beginning of what took his life.
Yeah.
We just didn't know it at the time. So I ended up flying back in from Dusseldorf, Germany, not knowing how long my parents were going to be gone. Stayed at my house. About a week after we got there, Brenniger and I decided, and Chris Smith decided it would be a fun time to throw some parties.
Throw a party. And here's the deal. You don't even have to finish the story because I know how the story ends. This has come up from time to time where Joe will say, hey, by the way, just checking the calendar. We're going to Brazil for 2 weeks, making sure you and Chris are in town. We would never, in all caps, never happening, never leave our house open with that age in town. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Right.
And you could have the greatest kid on the face of the planet, but somebody knows that that house is open. The temptation is enormous
right.
to do what you did and throw a party. It's not going to happen. And if for some reason we were both out of town, which would be very rare, we would, even at age 17, ship them off to my mother's.
But I'll tell you this, and this is an interesting extra point to this story. I don't know if this would happen today in 2017, but I threw a party. I threw one big blowout party at my. And by the way, for the record,
anyone who has a teenage boy right now is going, I cannot believe anyone would leave their house open because, of course, that's what's going
to
happen.
For the record, mm-hmm. to this day, 30 years after the fact, I feel like a jerk that my dad is getting tested at a hospital in Denver, Colorado, And my first thought is, I'll throw a party.
Of course it was. Have you met the 18-year-old boy?
So anyway, here's the deal, though. And tell me if this would happen today. I throw a blowout party one night at my parents' house in Lansing.
Okay.
Okay? Everybody and their mother was there.
Okay.
Kegs coming in through the garage, all you can imagine.
What did the neighbors do?
The next morning, Colonel and Mrs. Terrell come over to the house.
Oh! Oh, and it was an aggressive knock.
Oh, yeah. And Ronnie and I, my friend from Germany who came back with me, Ronnie and I answered the door. We are hungover. And Mrs. and Colonel Terrell were standing at the front door.
Yeah.
And they said, Scott, saw a lot of cars outside last night. I said, yep.
Talk about that?
Yeah. Mrs. Terrell looked me dead in the eye and she goes, I know what you did. And I'm going to let that one slide. You do it again and I'm calling your mom and dad right away.
Wow. Okay.
We never had another party.
It would never go on all night in my neighborhood because...
Oh, it didn't. I mean, everybody was gone by midnight or 2 o'clock
or whatever.
It
wouldn't even go on that long because so many people know us on that street. I mean, I tried to walk to the pool for swim trials on Saturday. I made it about 50 yards before someone who drove by knew me and said, hop in the car, I'll give you a ride. So my point is people would see the traffic and the cars and it would be over before it started. That being said, I still would not even leave the window open for that possibility. Mm. That's how you see these stories where these kids come in because they know you're out of town and destroy your house.
Somebody says, I have a 17-year-old son who is a football player and a baseball player. And at no point, if I left him by himself for a week, would he ever throw a party at our house? He simply does not drink and does not party. It would be a non-issue, and I guarantee
there is always one person on the text line who says, not my kid. I mean, maybe this is the one. Maybe this is the one where that actually wouldn't happen.
Okay.
From the text line, this is fair. Dana, why the teenage boy? Girls left on their own certainly can throw a party. Some of the best I went to in high school were by girls whose parents left for the weekend.
I would agree with that, and I won't say names.
I only say boy because my oldest is of that age. My daughter's not going to throw a rager.
But I will tell you this. Some of the best parties I went to were held by girls that we went to high school with whose parents were out of town.
See, someone just wrote in, the 14-year-old in this story was at the neighbor's house. The 17-year-old was supposed to be at a friend's house. No way. I'm going to stay at your house, and you're going to stay at my house. I mean, I could see this train crashing down the tracks before they ever left wherever
it was.
You never
did the triangle when you were a kid?
No! I never, ever, ever did anything like that in high school. I was chicken. I was the one chicken friend that never did that stuff.
Rod, did you ever do the friend triangle when you were in high school?
Are you kidding? I thought I invented it.
I thought Chris Smith and Brenninger and I invented it. You know what the triangle is, right?
Yeah, I say you're staying here, and you say
you're staying there, and he says he's staying at my house.
Everybody gets caught the next morning.
No, we never got caught.
No way.
We did the triangle every other weekend.
Oh, my God. I have friends who sneaked out every weekend, and they said they would just walk right in, say, goodnight, Mom, going to bed, and then crawl right out the window. I never, ever did that.
You never snuck out the house.
One time.
Ah, here we go.
Nope, I did it one time with my girlfriend, Rebecca, who's like, you never do anything fun. You never, and I'm like, God, it just gives me anxiety thinking about it. One time, we got caught like immediately. And my dad called me and I go, hello? And he goes, get your ass home right now. And I go, and this is me, I swear. I go, can I just tell you what I did right now? He goes, we'll discuss it when you get here. And I go, no, I just want to tell you what I did right now. I'd be so bad if I ever got arrested. I did it.
I am drunk.
I did it. Take me away.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life worth a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
I got two major breaking news stories. Senator Collins of Maine has just announced she is now a no vote on the Senate health care bill. That is now six Republicans who are saying no. And NASA is now out with, or not NASA, but these astronomers, these experts from Lund University and the Swiss Federal Institute, they now know when the Earth-destroying asteroid is going to hit.
Oh.
Do you want to know the year?
Well, I hope it's not tomorrow.
Are you sure you want to know the year?
Lay it on me. No.
Ron, can we get John's microphone in here, buddy? Thanks, man.
Anyway.
Do you want to know when?
Lay it on me.
Next year? Is it still off?
You're still off.
Okay.
Try that one.
Hello?
You can try saying please. Oh.
You gotta be kidding.
Oh. Hey,
Ron, could you please do your job?
Oh. Oh.
Oh, man.
All right, what year, for the love? People are in their cars going, is it tomorrow?
Will you, Rod, will you please, as a friend of mine, turn on John's microphone? Man.
What year?
Of course, no problem.
And if they know it's coming, why don't we just blast it out of the sky like in that movie?
That's not going to occur for another 10 million years.
No. Oh!
But we're totally screwed.
So all these, every time you wake up in the morning, you watch Today Show or Good Morning America, they're like, an asteroid moving dangerously close to Earth. It's not the one.
There's so many more frightening things out there, though.
Right? In Washington?
Well, no. I mean, like solar flares and gamma ray bursts and all sorts of... Oh, don't even get started.
I know. He's
don't
such
look
a
into
worry
that stuff.
Wart.
I'm not a worry wart.
Don't
that's,
Google it.
That's something to literally look into.
You will get results.
Yeah.
And gamma ray bursts?
Gamma ray bursts. Yeah, look into it.
Huh?
Seriously. The stuff that made the Hulk incredible. Destroy the Earth at some point. We have no idea if it's ever going to come.
You know, I love...
I don't know.
You're stop looking that stuff up.
I'm not an idiot. I'm not making this up. There's legitimate scientists from NASA who study this all the time. They're trying to see if one's coming for us. Gamma ray burst. Look into it. Be terrified.
Okay. Stand by.
Okay. A little bit more in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
TV advertising in Kansas City starts at $2. Call Something Different now at 1-866-774-9900 to chat. Visit Something Different at one of our Kansas City locations or online at somethingdifferent.com.
What's up, Ronabom?
Hey, Ronabom.
What's up, man? Hey, John.
We got to run. John the Weir coming up next. On behalf of our producer today, the grouchiest, testiest, but finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. I'll turn it on if you say please. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
This report brought to you by National...
You're dead to me. You're dead. Have a good night, Kansas City. Be safe and be good.